Welcome to Live, Love, Engage, the podcast where we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. I am your host, Gloria Grace Rand, the insightful copywriter and founder of The Love Method. My mission is to help you stop doubting yourself so you can live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. Namaste and welcome to Live, Love, Engage. I am Gloria Grace Rand, and today I have got a lovely guest with us who is going to be talking about a couple things, talking about becoming an energy master and also about a new book that she has out, or well, that is coming out in April. So first off, I want to welcome Christy Whitman to Live, Love, Engage.
Thank you, Gloria. I'm so happy to be with you.
Well, we are delighted to have you. I've been looking forward to this for quite a while. And let me share with you, our lovely listeners and viewers on YouTube, who this wonderful, amazing, talented woman is. She is a transformational leader, celebrity coach, and law of attraction expert, as well as a two-time New York Times bestselling author. Not just Amazon, folks. No, this is New York Times. This is the big time. Author of The Art of Having It All and Taming Your Alpha Bitch. I love the name of that one. She's also the author of the international bestseller Quantum Success. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, she's got a new book called The Desire Factor that's going to be out April 21st, 2021. She's also appeared on a bunch of news programs, Today Show, Morning Show. She's done a TEDx talk. She's had her articles published in a lot of major magazines like People, 17, Women's Day. And as if that isn't enough, she's the CEO and founder of the Quantum Success Learning Academy and Quantum Success Coaching Academy, which is a 10-month law of attraction coaching certification program. And she has helped certify over 3,000 life coaches and helped countless others to unlock their power to manifest, which I think we will probably also talk about here today as well. First off, Christy, tell us a little bit about being an energy master. First off, like what is that actually? And then what do we need to do to become one, I guess? Well, what is it and why is it important, maybe?
Let's start there, actually. Yeah, that's a good question. It's a big question. Yeah. What is it is, you know, you get to be the, whoops, did I go out?
Oops.
Oh, there you go. Gosh, that was interesting. It shifted screens. I don't know why I did that. Energy mastery is really about you being the influencer of your life and therefore your creations. And so we our consciousness is what creates our reality. We know this by universal laws, by, you know, knowing that everything is vibration, everything is energy. And when we look at and really break down what is our consciousness, it's what we say, what we think, how we perceive or believe, what we feel. And sometimes that's a big one because we don't want to feel, we suppress our feelings. So we're still attracting from that place. Mm-hmm. And then how we act. And those are the things that we have influence over. We don't have influence over what our partners are doing or how we want to change them or all the other things that are outside and what's happening in the world.
Right.
But we have a choice in how we respond to those things. So mastering our own energy is really understanding that, you know, life isn't sometimes full of rainbows and unicorns, unfortunately. There are things that happen, right? We get sideswiped by information, we hear things, and it could be shocking to the system. And it's being able to feel the feelings, to process them, to choose the thoughts that we want to feel, really getting into a place where we are deliberately in tune and in check with our own energy. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it very much looks like we're physical beings. We are, right?
Yeah.
But we're also energy. And the way that we bring in energy is that we're energy receivers. We're always receiving an energy. We have trillions and trillions of cells that all have receptor sites in them that are needing energy. And what most people do is they go out into the universe. They go out to a grocery store and they get inundated by, you know, frequencies and energies and waves, or maybe they call their mom or they call their friend and the friend is in fear of something. So you're getting this energy that's coming into your system. But if you're the one deliberately choosing the energy that you want to bring in, now those receptor sites and those cells are filled. Mm. So other people's energy bounces off because you are already filled. So it's like you're an energy receiver, you're an energy container, right? We don't want to just receive an energy and give it away. We want to receive an energy, hold it for ourselves. And then we're also energy transmitters. And that's where the ways that we talked about, we transmit energy by the words that we say, by the thoughts that we think, by the emotions, by the actions that we take, by the perspective. And all of that then by law of attraction comes back to us, because if everything is waves of energy, and it is, quantum physics has shown it, modern science has shown it, Einstein talked about it, right? Everything's waves and particles of energy. If we're the ones creating our reality by what we're sending out, we're the ones that are mastering our own energy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, this brought to mind an experience I had a couple of years ago. I was attempting to help a woman who was wanted to have her resume redone because she had been laid off of her job and she was trying to find a new new position somewhere, and she was having no luck at all. And so she wanted me to, you know, create this wonderful resume that was going to open doors for her. But as I was, you know, I tried a couple times, nothing was quite working with her. And the last conversation we had with her, she was just constantly, you know, complaining and just, you know, and negating everything that I offered. And it was like, I started getting an upset stomach because of that energy that was just coming over the telephone yes. to me. And it was like, I was like, you know what? God bless you. I'm not the person for you. I'm not the person who can help you. And I had to cut her loose, because it was just like, I can't have someone like this, you know, dealing with it. But I know there's probably ways now that I could have maybe protected myself a little bit better from that. So maybe, I don't know if you want to tackle that, but let's maybe talk first about, you know, what would we do? Or maybe let's just start from there. What could I have done possibly to be able to protect myself in that situation? Because I'm sure others have this too.
Oh yeah. We all have people yeah. that are out of alignment. Let's just say that. It's a better way of saying, you know, instead of saying that are unconscious or that, you know, are inconsiderate or, you know, in fear. We have people that are in alignment that get out of alignment, and we have people that are out of alignment and stay out of alignment. Yeah. And, you know, so if you think of alignment as that place of pure positive energy, we're connected, we look for the pure potentiality in things. I mean, not all of us stay there 100% of the time. I wish that was the case. That's what I would hope would be, you know, after 25 years of doing this work, that I'm never having a moment where I'm needing to process negative emotions. Unfortunately, I also am human. Right. We all are, right? Exactly. So those moments that we're out of alignment, there's things to do. But when you're in alignment and you're working with, or you live next to, or someone's doing something that's out of alignment, that doesn't feel considerate or just feels really negative, that's what we're talking about, is really being able to fill up with your own energy. And I'll give you a perfect example. My mom and dad have been married for 65 years. They're in their 80s.
I've never...
It is, in a sense. I've never really appreciated their relationship and the way they speak to each other, because they're pretty nasty to each other. Yeah. And there was this one particular day that during lockdown that I went to go bring my mom and dad some food. And my mom opens the door and she's literally screaming at my father as she's opening the door. So I'm getting all this energy and I'm like, geez. And then he comes down and he's yelling at her and he's like, hi, Chris. And then they're yelling at each other and they're bickering. And I am just like, okay, I don't think I'm going to stay here long. Yeah. And so we sit down and they're back and forth and back and forth. And I just went, okay, I'm just going to fill myself up with love. I'm going to fill myself up, first of all, with compassion, because there's a little one in me that's like triggered by this because I lived with this, you know? So I started feeling compassion for myself. I started feeling love and was starting to send that out. Mm-hmm. And Gloria, it was amazing, because within minutes, all of a sudden, their attitude shifted. They stopped arguing. And I sat there for another hour and we had a really lovely conversation. And we were talking about funny things that happened through the years together and funny family memories. And the conversation ended up being so uplifting, and they were so appreciative of my visit. Mm-hmm. And The only thing that shifted is I chose to not get influenced by them and get in fear or get upset, which I started feeling myself do, right? Because it's easy to do that. If we have pain points, to let those pain points take over. But I was able to just call in a different energy, choose to feel compassion first, send love to them, and it shifted the energy. So because energy is so important, and for us to be, especially in a coaching situation where we're servicing someone in some way, to really bring in and stay in a higher space when someone is in fear. Because obviously that woman was out of alignment. Yeah. She was probably in fear that she wasn't going to find a job.
Absolutely.
Or all the programming that she has, that maybe she's too old or there's no jobs out there, or all the other stuff that was happening. Right. That was having her, that was influencing her, her behaviors, her words, her consciousness. And we need to stay higher in that, seeing the possibilities for her and staying, you know, in a higher positivity instead of going down. Right. Right?
Yeah.
So there's different things that you could do. I always, when I do an interview, when I'm coaching someone, I always hold a clear quartz crystal just because it neutralizes energy. You know, and I'm not like, oh, this person's going to be positive or this person's going to be negative. I just grab this because I remember years ago, 15 years ago when I was coaching and I'd always, you know, use this crystal. One day I had my crystal next to me and I didn't grab it. And I got on a phone with a client that was just like scattered and overwhelmed. And I started feeling myself going into that place. I couldn't, normally in a call, I'm like, I know exactly where to go. I couldn't find myself. I was dizzy like she was. And I heard a voice say, grab your crystal. And I was like, oh yeah. And I literally had it next to me. I grabbed it. As soon as I grabbed it, I felt myself getting centered and I felt myself getting clear. And a whole of her spinning, spiraling energy didn't affect me anymore. I was neutral to it.
Wow. Yeah. That is really great advice. And I'm going to take that to heart and I'm going to do that the next time that I'm on a coaching call with a client. Absolutely. I love that. And frankly, even if I get into it with my hubby, I might have to keep one in my pocket or something. Because that happens sometimes, you know, when you're especially, you know, we've been on, you know, the pandemic the last year where, you know, so many people have been in close quarters that maybe didn't used to be, you know, maybe one of your, either you or, and or your spouse both worked out of the house, but now you've been together for months and or raising children, like you've got two kids at home that you're homeschooling. So it can be stressful. So it's good to be able to have some tools to be able to help you manage your energy. That's so good.
Well, it's essential because like I said, you know, as best as our intentions can be and as best as our consciousness can be in alignment, you know, there are people out there that aren't. I mean, I walked outside going for a walk just with my dog and my husband on Saturday. And we had heard that a neighbor that was on this other side of the street where we live in like a gated community, she got COVID and so did her daughter, right? So we open our door and all of a sudden I'm seeing her and her daughter walking down the street with their dog. And I'm like, thinking to myself, why are you out of your house? Why are you not in quarantine?
Yeah.
And then she goes over and takes a doggy poop bag from the community thing. And I'm thinking, I was literally just about to go over there and touch that, right? So it's like, you know, something like that. It's like, how could you be so inconsiderate? How could you, the CDC says, if you get COVID, do that, right? You're spreading it, right? You have the potential right now to spread it because you're not taking care of what you need to be taking. So stuff like that, we see stuff like that. We hear stuff like that, you know, and it's like, how do we then, based on what other people do and what's happening in the pandemic and politics and all the other stuff, how do we find our center and our peace? Because we could be like, you know, a leaf blowing in the wind, not being when this happens and that happens. And it's up to us in our own consciousness to choose how we want to feel and then know the proper tools to get us into that place.
Yeah. And that's the important thing. I think sometimes we forget is that the power is within us. We have the power to choose how we want to be, do, or have in any moment. And we don't have to think that it depends on somebody else. So we can always choose. And I choose to be happy and loving as much as possible. And like you said, there are still going to be times that things are going to come up. And that's okay, as long as we can then remember, okay, thank you. Maybe this is a growth opportunity for me. All right, good. I can learn something from this. And then you know, take a breath and get centered. So that's good.
Well, we all have free will, right? And each human being has been given free will and choice. And that choice is, like you said, is the key. We can choose in any given moment, in any given situation.
Absolutely. So let's shift gears a little bit and just tell me a little bit about this book that you've got coming out. So The Desire Factor. So what is that about?
Well, I'm super excited. I have the galley right here.
Ooh,
I'm so
yay.
Excited. And the artwork, beautiful. It's very energetic. It's very energetic infused by the council is who I channel and who all my books are downloaded. And this book is a collaboration with the council. And so it's really about allowing ourselves to have permission for the things that we desire. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times what happens with a desire is we receive an idea, we receive the desire, mm-hmm. and there's a part of us that goes, oh, I love that. I'd love to do that. I would love to go there. I'd love to have that. I'd love to be that. And then parts of us kick in and go, well, you don't know how to do that. Mm-hmm. Who are you to do that? Oh, that's already been done, mm-hmm. right? We talk ourselves yeah. out of it. And that desire is a birthing. It's a co-creation with the divine that's breathing us, mm. right? If we felt that life-giving expansiveness, that's something that will lead us on a trail that will lead to more growth and more expansion. We even say to ourselves, "Oh, well, I can't desire that. That's materialistic, mm. yeah. right?
Right?"
And what we get confused in is, say, for someone they're clear that they want to make more money. Or they want to have more, you know, business or clients in their business. They want to grow their business, or they want to have a bigger house or something that is a material object. The mind kicks in and go, oh, that's materialistic. But you got excited, and that excitement, that expansion is life-giving.
Mm-hmm.
So I share stories in the book how I became someone different because of the desire for something material. Mm. So, you know, 27 years ago, I loved high fashion purses and things like this. And I never had a really expensive purse. And I wanted to get a Coach purse,
yeah.
right? And I told myself that when I was a smoker, I smoked a pack and a half a day. And I told myself, if when I quit smoking, because it's a non-smoker that carries that purse, right? When I get that purse, I will be a non-smoker. And so that was my incentive. I wanted to obviously for many other reasons become a non-smoker,
yeah.
but that was kind of like my reward. And so as soon as I hit a month of not smoking, I went and got my Coach purse. And then that even solidified me being more of a person that doesn't smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not necessarily the reason we receive these desires is not for the necessarily the manifestation or the form of it. It's who we become in the process of it. And so for us to judge why we have this desire, we don't give ourselves permission. The other thing that happens is we might receive the desire and go, oh, I love this. I love it. Oh my gosh, I want to do this, right? And we get excited about it. We don't talk ourselves out of it, but we then tell our mother or our best friend or yeah. our husband.
Right.
And then they say, you can't do that. That's, you're not going to be safe. Or, you know, you might be like, oh, I have this idea. I want to go backpacking across Europe. And then yes. you tell your mom and she, that's not safe. You're too old for that. Or, you know,
yep.
we let our desires be squashed by other people, if not by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was in corporate America, I'd been in sales and marketing for 15 years. And I had been a sales training manager for a biotech company. So I had a nice salary, I had a nice title, you know, the whole thing. My mom could understand what that was. And I called my mom one day and I said, well, I have resigned from the company. I have started my own business as a coach. And she was like, and where are you going to work? So she didn't understand why someone would hire a coach because she doesn't get life coaching. Yeah. She still to this day will go, now I'm happy. Do I need to hire a coach? Like she just doesn't get why someone would hire a coach.
Right,
she doesn't
right.
understand law of attraction. Yeah. I had them sit down and watch The Secret and 2 seconds uh-huh. later, they were arguing with each other. Like they just don't, they didn't get it, right? So they didn't understand law of attraction
yeah.
and they didn't understand the internet. So wait, you're not going to go anywhere. You're going to work from home. You're not going to an office, right? If
yeah.
I would have let my mom and her fears of me letting go of this high-paying job that had a great title and security and all the things that came with it, if I would have let my desire to follow my passion, my purpose, my calling, mm-hmm. be influenced by her, I'd probably still be in corporate America.
Yeah. And not necessarily very happy either.
Right. Great point.
Yeah, which is important. And yeah, that's so, it really is important about doing that. And it's interesting because my daughter she had decided a year ago that she wanted to spend the year 2020 traveling through Europe. She's a web designer, and so she could work anywhere she had internet access. And you know, God love my husband. He was really nervous about this, you know, and she's not a teenager. She actually was, you know, she's in her 20s. So she's, you know, college grad doing very well for herself. Even with her business, she's doing very well. But she was good and that she didn't let him deter her. And, you know, and I kept, you know, reassuring him that, you know, she's got a good head on her shoulders. She's done all the research. She knows what to do. She's bought the safe type of purse and all of these things. And she knows how to, she and I took self-defense classes together too. So, I mean, she's a smart cookie. Yeah. And I'm so grateful that she, you know, she's a good, frankly, sometimes a really good role model for me to be able to, because I know in the past I used to, you know, let other people dissuade me from things, but I've evolved, so I've gotten better about that. But yeah, it's so important.
To answer the question, the book is really about giving yourself permission to allow those desires that your divine gives you and then how to do it. Okay. Right? Because we might go, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. And then we don't take any action, right? Or we go, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. And then we let the fear. So it's really about the seven principles that are, you take step by step by step to get into alignment with your desires so that you see your desires, you know, come to fruition or even that, or sometimes it's better.
Yeah, that's true. That would be nice. What are some of the maybe common blocks or obstacles that people have other than like other people, maybe, because sometimes I think it may be more internal sometimes blocks that people have when they're trying to manifest their desires.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit about that. It's like the fears, the doubts, mm-hmm. right? The big one I see is, oh, well, I don't know how to do that. Mm. And so we think that because I don't know how to do it, it's not possible. And when we have this desire, what we want to do is we want to have ourselves be energized by the desire. We want to feel the energy of the excitement or the passion or how what we would feel if that desire had manifested. Because it's really easy to look at what is and to go, well, I don't know how to do that, or that's impossible. Right. So we become our own obstacles to our desires and what we think is possible based on our history, right? What has already happened, we look at that as a reference point,
right,
and then go, well, I've never done that before. I don't know how to do that. Well, of course you don't. You know, it's new. It's a new desire.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And that's where the growth happens. So that becomes an obstacle. Other people's opinions, mm-hmm. you know, become an obstacle. And so those are some really big ones. And, you know, just again, looking at what is and looking at what is and going, well, this current situation, I don't have enough money. So that desire to have enough money, and that's not possible for me. Mm. It's being out of alignment with the part of us that gave us the desire in the first place. You know, there's another story that I share in the Desire Factor where my husband and I, we were boyfriend, girlfriend at the time, and we went on a 2-week trip to Italy with my parents, and we were going all over different places like Florence and Venice and different places like this. And I had just started my business literally like 3 months prior to going on this trip. Yeah. And we get into Venice, and again, I love high fashion, and, you know, I thought I had met, like, I went into heaven. I was just like, oh my gosh. I mean, these stores, Versace and Dior and Chanel and Dolce & Gabbana, I was like, one after the other, I was like, oh my God, this is just, I literally have died and went to heaven. This is incredible, right? Now, some people will be like, oh, that's so shallow, or that's so materialistic. It's my desire factor. I don't judge myself for it, right? Yeah. For somebody else, it might be a set of golf clubs, or it might be, you know, a car, or it might be moving to Montana, whatever it is. It's not to judge it, but to like let yourself be excited by it. So I remember thinking, wow, someday I'm going to come back. Because I knew right here, right now, it would be way irresponsible for me to pay a couple $1,000s for a purse when I was just starting out my business. Mm. So I said, someday I'm going to come back to Venice and I'm going to walk into any store and I, at my choosing, not because of money, but at my choosing and what I desire, I'm going to choose the purse that I want. Well, less than 7 years later, I came back to Venice with, we were boyfriend, girlfriend at the time. I came back to Venice with my husband, with my two children, and my mom and dad. We had given them, my business had taken off, really successful. And we got gave my mom and dad a cruise, a Mediterranean cruise for Christmas. And so we, the six of us, were able to go on this amazing cruise. We happened to go into Venice.
Yep.
And it was like, this is it. And so I was able to literally go into stores knowing that I had the money and I could buy whatever purse I wanted. And I found that Dolce & Gabbana, really cute blue purse. Mm-hmm. And I bought that. That purse is a symbol of my success, but it's not about the purse.
Right.
It's who I became in the process of that. It represents a success. It represents me not currently having the success that I wanted at that point in time.
Right.
And applying all the principles that are in the book to be able to create that success and who I became in the process of it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to play a little devil's advocate only because I know there are people who, I think, number one, either they watch The Secret and they expect immediate gratification. And the fact that you said it took 7 years, someone listening to this might be like, well, geez, I don't want to wait 7 years. So what do you say to someone like that?
Well, there's two parts to that, right? It's things can, when you shift your energy, things can instantly manifest. You know, things can, when you, again, it's shifting your energy. The Secret, when it came out, I was grateful for it because I had been coaching people on Law of Attraction, having to educate them on that. Mm-hmm. But understand, it's a small percentage of the universe. I mean, you can't explain energy mastery in a movie or a book.
Right.
And so what I would say is that, you know, I talk about the seven essential laws, not just Law of Attraction. Law of Attraction is just one of those laws. And knowing about, say, The Secret or Law of Attraction is kind of going to first grade, right? Going to first grade and then expecting yourself to be a master student.
Yeah.
Well, I've been practicing, working with consciously Law of Attraction for 25 years, and I still learn. I still grow. I still understand so much more. Mm-hmm. So it's not just a, oh, got it, right? Let me just visualize bags of money falling on my head and then it happens.
Right.
Wow. Wouldn't that be nice if that was the case, right? I mean, sometimes instant manifestations, like one of my favorite was all of a sudden one day I was going to go teach a class and I was like, you know, I don't know why, but I'm having a craving for a hot chocolate. I was living in Montreal. It was really cold outside. And I was like, I don't know why I'm having this craving for hot chocolate, but I love it. And then I looked down, there had been a package that came the day before that I just didn't open yet. I opened it up and it was a cup with hot chocolate and the whole kit and caboodle. So I could literally go downstairs and I didn't have any hot chocolate in my house because I didn't drink hot chocolate. So it was like, wow, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah, really.
Right? So some of these things, it's all energy. And so there are things that we deem to be bigger goals. Me sitting there, just starting out my business, right? And I could have went back earlier than that. It wasn't like it took 7 years, right? It could have been a shorter period of time, but it just happened that here I am, that dream, that manifestation is coming true. And for me, it took 7 years, right? It could happen in a day. It could happen in a week. It could happen in, you know, it depends on how big we deem the thing to be, because I've had clients say to me, why is it so easy for me to manifest the small things,
right,
but harder for me to manifest the bigger things? I'm like, because you think these things are small and you think that thing is big. It's our own meaning that we're putting on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Me getting a parking spot, that's a small thing. Me finding the love of my life, that's a huge thing. Well, the more bigger you make it, the more resistance we put on it. The more allowing, that's why the law of allowing is just as important to learn as far as law of attraction. How much are you restricting something or allowing it? Are you in the flow of it? Are you in the, one of the principles I talk about in here is the principle of having. You cannot create what you want if you feel the absence of it. Because you're two totally different vibrations. If you think of it this way, this is based on the law of sufficiency and abundance. If you look at it as a spectrum, and on one side of the spectrum, you have the lack of something. And on the other side of the spectrum, you have the abundance of something or the fulfillment of something. Well, lack always feels bad. So when we want something and we worry about it or we fear it or we're disappointed or whatever it is, we're in lack.
Yeah.
You cannot vibrationally attract what you want if you're in lack. If you want something, you cannot attract it if you're in lack. It's just, you just can't. So that tipping point is satisfaction, coming into a place of satisfaction with what is, with the positive aspects of now, so that you can tip into. But it's always the place of having, because when you're in the feeling place of, I already have this success, I already have this love, I already have this well-being, I already have this abundance, now you're a vibrational match to it.
Absolutely. What role do you see gratitude playing in that?
Gratitude is huge. Gratitude, if you look at it again, in like a spectrum, like there's energies and frequencies. Best way I like to describe it is like keys on a piano, right? You got a whole spectrum of notes and vibrations. On one side, like the lack, you got low, slower, right? Yep. Then on the other side of the spectrum, you have high vibrations. Ding, 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 ding. Mm-hmm. Well, on the highest form and highest vibration, you've got love, you've got gratitude, appreciation, right? Excitement, bliss, joy. These are the high vibrations. And so that's the beauty of gratitude and appreciation, is that when you can always find something to complain about, but you can always find something to be grateful for. And I even say to people, well, I don't have any money and I'm worried about money. How can I be grateful for money if I don't have any money? Do you have a roof over your head? Yeah. So you paid your rent this month or your mortgage this month. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be grateful for the roof. You could be grateful for the money that you had to pay for that roof. Do you have heat? Yes, I have heat. Good. You're out of the elements. Do you have a bed to sleep on? Yes. Do you have food in your belly? Do you have water accessible to you? I mean, right there, that's five things you can be grateful for. Instead of focusing on the lack of what you don't have, focusing on what you do have and feeling the gratitude that brings more to be grateful for.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's, I'm with you 100%. But I wanted to get confirmation of it. So that's awesome. Listen, if someone wants to be able to learn more about what you do and maybe be able to even, I don't know if you've got like a wait list to get the book or something like that, what would be the best way for someone to get a hold of you?
Well, we do have the desirefactor.com. So it's thedesirefactor.com. When you go to pre-order the book there, you get a bunch of different things because it does come out in April. But right now, right away, you get three different processes and meditations to help you get into the flow of what you want. Also, when the book does come out, you'll be enrolled in a live four-week session with myself and the council talking about and teaching on all the principles in the book, which is a $600 value. So just by buying a $15 book, it's $14.99, pre-ordering it, you get all that now. So it's thedesirefactor.com.
Wonderful. All right. Well, I will make sure that I have that in the show notes. And I may just sign up for that myself because I'm really looking forward to reading the book. I think it sounds amazing. And I'm a lover of learning, and I'm always devouring any type of, you know, spiritual minded book, prosperity book, anything that I can get my hands on. So this sounds like it'll be a good addition to my collection as well. So
you will love it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you spending some time with us today. And I think it's so important that I hope everyone out there really takes it to heart to be able to learn how to master your own energy, as it really is up to you. Don't have to let what's going on in the world, because I know there's been some crazy things going on in the world lately, and it can really rattle you if you let it, but you don't have to. And as they say, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me.
Yes. Mm.
So, all right. Well, thank you again for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Gloria.
And thank you, all of our awesome subscribers and those who are listening to the podcast or watching on YouTube. I really appreciate you as well. And until next time, as always, I encourage and urge you, frankly, to just go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically.
One more thing before you go. As a valued listener of the Live, Love, Engage podcast, I want to help you shine your light in the world, not only while you're listening to the show, but all day, every day of the week. That's why I created the Live, Love, Engage Spiritual Awakening Community on Facebook. It's a place for you to gather with other business professionals and entrepreneurs who are committed to living the life of their dreams. If you want to be a part of this community and receive free trainings from me, go to liveloveengage.com and request to join. That's liveloveengage.com.